Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, March 9th, I hope you're well. Coming up,
at least a 6 months full-scale high-intensity war at the current pace.
Iran confirms its new supreme leader and petrol and diesel prices creep over €2 a litre. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Iran has confirmed the name of its new supreme leader more than a week after Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in a joint US-Israeli airstrike. His son Mujtaba has succeeded him. He was picked by an assembly of experts who've called on the Iranian people to be united. But Sky's US correspondent James Matthews says Donald Trump has previously called him an unacceptable choice.
He said this to Axios of Mujtaba Khamenei just a few days ago. They are wasting their time. Khamenei's son is a lightweight. I have to be involved in the appointment, he said, like with Delcy Rodriguez in Venezuela.
The Israeli military says it has killed five senior commanders in Lebanon. The IDF says they were meeting in a hotel in Beirut and were a central link between Hezbollah and the Iranian regime. Authorities in Lebanon say the death toll there has risen to 400 as Israeli strikes continue. Mohammed Talib, project officer at Islamic Relief Lebanon, describes the situation on the ground.
Many displaced families that don't know each other are being put together in a single room without electricity, water, and without even a heating, knowing that it's really cold, especially during the night in Lebanon.
A seventh U.S. service member has been killed in action against Iran. They died of injuries sustained in an attack on troops in Saudi Arabia. As Tehran insists it won't stop Gulf countries hosting American bases, Qatar's prime minister is urging all sides to de-escalate. Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al-Thani is accusing Tehran of betrayal.
What happened is really a huge shakeup for the trust in the relationship that we have with Iran. We will continue talking to the Iranians. We will continue trying to seek de-escalation. At the end of the day, they are our neighbors. It's a destiny.
Back home, the Irish Road Haulage Association is threatening rolling protests, blocking routes and airports unless the government suspends the carbon tax due to mounting fuel costs. The group says it held crisis talks over the weekend, insisting they have no choice as their industry faces collapse. President of the association, Ger Hyland, says the government has no understanding of the difficulties they're facing.
Everybody at that meeting have just had a belly full of this government and their empty promises and their lack of understanding of our industry. Everything in this country, from the shoes on your feet to the cornflakes on your table, is moved on the back of one of our vehicles. Unless this government sit up and do their job, we will be taking action.
A woman in her 20s has been killed in a road crash in County Tipperary. She was hit by a car yesterday evening. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The pedestrian was walking on the R502 at Ballinlasa when she was struck by a car. It happened between Templemore and Templetuohy shortly after 7 o'clock yesterday evening. The woman in her 20s was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. The driver didn't need immediate hospital treatment and the scene was sealed off last night for examination by forensic collision investigators. The coroner has been notified and a post-mortem examination will be arranged. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash to contact them.
A man remains in custody on suspicion of murdering a woman in County Fermanagh over the weekend. The body of the woman in her 20s was found at a house in the Corbin Avenue area of Enniskillen on Saturday night. A 45-year-old man was later arrested near the scene of a road collision on Cairn Road. Anyone with information is asked to contact the PSNI. In business news, the country needs to spend €20 billion a year to fund the construction of 50,000 homes. Housing is expected to dominate talks at the world's largest real estate conference in Cannes today. EY Ireland is travelling to France with the message our country is in a good place to attract the next wave of global investment in homes. Partner at EY, David Martin, thinks there are many reasons global investors would build housing here.
I think the attractiveness, particularly for international investors and indeed domestic investors, is we have a young population, we have strong economic growth, we have strong employment stats, But now we also have regulatory certainty that we can provide to international capital. And when you combine those themes, what it does, it makes Ireland a very compelling investment thesis for investors.
In entertainment news, several shots have been fired into Rihanna's mansion in California, with one round from a rifle penetrating its wall. Police in Beverly Hills say the singer was there at the time. No one was hurt. A 30-year-old woman has been taken into custody. And in sport, in soccer, Shamrock Rovers have the chance to cut the gap to SSE Electricity League Premier Division leaders to 3 points this evening, those leaders being Bohemians. The defending champions make the trip across Dublin to face Shelburne at Talca Park. Shells are looking to shake off their late defeat to St Pat's at the same venue on Friday night, while Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says Dan Cleary will sit the game out with a knock. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.